Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather, calling for mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90, mostly cloudy tonight, just a slight chance of showers and storms, a low near 71. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Weather in the news today. Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky say the southeastern Illinois region could get on the hot side the next few days. The afternoon heat index is forecast to reach near 100 degrees today and could rise to between 105 to 115 Monday afternoon and 100 to 110 Tuesday afternoon. Little relief is expected Monday night, with low temperatures not dropping much below 80 degrees. Some showers and thunderstorms could provide heat relief Monday and Tuesday afternoons. The Weather Service says being active in a hot environment puts added stress on the body, which could lead to heat-related illness. For additional heat safety tips and resources, you can visit weather.gov/safety/heat for more information. Here's the river stages as of this morning for those with interest along area rivers. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 4.48 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 5.56 feet, flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmine, the river is at 3.77 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.28 feet, flood stage there is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 4.66 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. More news after this break.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wainwright Cuttings Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, who remind you that geothermal is the most energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home. If you are a Wainwright Electric customer and you install geothermal in your home, you can receive a $1,500 incentive rebate check from Wainwright. Learn more about this rebate online at wainwrightcoop.com. Here's what's going on Saturday, August the 17th. The Jeff Rereton Club is hosting a community breakfast from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Rereton Building. The menu is biscuits and gravy, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, pancakes, orange juice, milk, and coffee to drink. The cost is by donation, and everyone is welcome. Hope Ministries Food Pantry and Jeff will be distributing food and commodities to the community on August 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. And there'll be a free back-to-school carnival at the Wayne City Church of God on Saturday, August 17th. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be a water slide, obstacle course, kiddie play area for those aged 3 and under, games, and prizes. There'll be something for the whole family to enjoy, free hot dogs, chips, snow cones, and popcorn. All area schools are invited to come out and get wet.
Firefighters from the Little Wabash Fire Department at Grayville were called to the David Poole home on Plum Street early Saturday morning. The home was gutted, according to firemen who called for mutual aid from the Albion Fire Department. Poole was taken to an area hospital with minor injuries. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire wishes to inform the public that the city's water main replacement project along Illinois Route 15 is scheduled to start Monday. During the work, there will be partial driving lane closures and temporary closures of certain intersections. The city urges you to use caution and patience as you travel, allowing extra time when planning travel through the city, and consider alternate routes when possible to avoid the slow-moving equipment and to minimize traffic congestion in the work area. Frontier Community College will offer a 16-week volleyball class that will begin Tuesday, August 20th. The class is open to all ages and skill levels, and no experience is necessary. Volleyball will meet on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:40 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Kayla Stanley will be the instructor, and she's excited to share her passion for volleyball with others. She said everyone would enjoy the class, whether they are signing up to learn more about the sport, develop skills, or for fun. Over the course of 16 weeks, students will review the rules of the sport and learn to develop the fundamentals of serving, bumping, passing, blocking, and more. Class time will include matches, games, and drills. For those enrolled in 4 credit hours or less this fall, the cost of the class will be $52. Tuition is waived for individuals age 60 and over, so they pay only the $32 in fees. Anyone interested in registering for volleyball should call the college at 842-3711. The class is eligible for the PM tuition reduction of $20 per credit hour. Frontier Community College is also offering stained glass classes for the fall semester, which begins Thursday. Classes will meet for 16 weeks, and day and evening options are available. A day class will be offered on Thursdays from noon to 3:30 p.m. Evening classes will be offered from 6 to 9:30 p.m., and students can choose from Tuesday or Thursday nights. All classes are open to both beginner and advanced level students, and Phyllis Gill will be the instructor. Classes will meet at Gill's Glass Shed, located off Big Four Road between Fairfield and Clay City. Equipment is provided for the class, but students will need to purchase supplies from Gill's Glass Shed. For in-district students, a PM tuition reduction is available for classes beginning at 6 p.m. or later. Tuition is waived for senior adults age 60 or older, and they pay only the fees. Anyone looking to register for a stained glass class can call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. In other news, should President Donald Trump follow through on strongly considering commuting former Governor Rob Blagojevich's federal prison term? Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Trump should leave Blagojevich in jail and focus on more important issues across the United States.
You know, I think President Trump has some pretty important things that he ought to be dealing with, not the least of which is the mindless killings over the last week and gun safety. I wish he'd focus on that. You know, Governor Blagojevich should remain in prison.
Trump brought up the topic a few days ago. He and the jailed governor know each other from time on the Apprentice TV program. Blagojevich has served about half of his 14-year public corruption sentence. House lawmakers are looking into a reported college financial aid scam. Kim Howard has the report.
I want to make sure that we are cognizant that this is the beginning of looking into this. This is not the end. We will host additional hearings. We are asking our Attorney General to identify the steps to discern whether this is actual illegal conduct or just simply unethical conduct and where we need to close those holes at.
Going on in the area today, the Fairfield Coin Club will meet at Frontier Community College. Doors open at 11 a.m., and the meeting and auction will start at 1:30 p.m. today. There will be a raffle and coin dealers present. Everyone welcome. For more information, you can email the Coin Club at fairfieldcoinclub@gmail.com or go to their Facebook page. The Albion Senior Citizen Center having a fish fry today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Men of the Moose will be cooking fish and all the fixings for a suggested donation of $10. Children 10 and under are $5. Everyone is welcome. And a fundraiser today at the First Baptist Church in Albion, starting at 11:30 a.m. Bob Murphy will have barbecue, pork burgers, hot dogs, chips, coleslaw, cake, and drinks. And the cost is by donation. Proceeds will go to P.K. Blake's medical expenses. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our nation's youth. We believe veterans earn their benefits through their service to our nation. We believe in a strong national security. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion, and we believe it makes a difference. If you believe, learn more at legion.org/we believe.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old McLeansboro resident Vanita V. Stewart died Tuesday, August 6th, at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. Vanita was a farmer, homemaker, and taught for several years in various Hamilton County schools, as well as being a member of the Hopewell Baptist Church near McLeansboro. Surviving are two sons, Joseph Stewart of Broughton and James Stewart of McLeansboro, a daughter, Victoria Burris of McLeansboro, six brothers, Harold Smith of Virginia, Buell Smith of Alabama, Adrian Smith of Indiana, Lowell Smith of Illinois, Philip Smith of Texas, and Michael Smith of Illinois, two sisters, V. Vivian Tucker of North Carolina and Carolyn Strickland of Illinois, seven grandchildren, seven nephews, and 18 nieces also survive. A private family memorial service will be held today for Vanita V. Stewart. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 44-year-old Sisney resident Carrie Church died at 11:35 Wednesday morning at Clay County Hospital in Flora. He had owned and operated Church Lawn Care for many years. Surviving are sons Jonah and Jacob Church of Sisney, a brother Jamie Church of Centralia, and a sister Melissa Gibson of Sisney. Carrie Church will be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the Wayne City Church of God. Memorials in his honor may be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the church and the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? A cool breeze on a scorching day? A cozy corner on a cold night? Or to know every room of the house is as inviting as the next? Comfort means more than just the temperature, and the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Here's your sports update for today. Fairfield Mules football practice will begin on Monday. The varsity will have a walkthrough from 9 to 10 a.m. and practice from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Freshmen will have a walkthrough from 9 to 10 a.m. and practice from 5 to 7 p.m. Athletes are reminded that they must have a physical and athletic paperwork completed in order to practice. The Mules season opener is set for August 30th against Cesar Vallier at the Train Yard. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 3-1, Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs 10-1, the White Sox edged Oakland 3-2, Milwaukee beat Texas 3-2, and in NFL preseason action yesterday, Kansas City beat Cincinnati 38-17. That's your sports update for today.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Well, they're going to talk a lot about the Cardinals' sixth inning yesterday, but how about Adam Wainwright? He was really something.
He gave him a chance. He made a mistake early, the first pitch of the game, and he settled in, Mike, and he had a really good strikeout ball working for him last night. But overall, I thought the bullpen bailed him out again, but what can you say other than Tommy Edman?
Tommy Edmonds with a double, and then they threw it away, and he scored, and that was the winning run. And he's just a winner all the way around.
He makes things happen. He pushes the envelope. He makes the other team have to do things they're uncomfortable with, and we saw it last night.
So he got that double. He scored on the air, and he hesitated going around second base, stopped at second, and then they threw it away, and he came in to score, and the Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 3-1. They'll go for the sweep today behind Miles Michaelis.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And checking the Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies, a high near 90, mostly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, a low near 71. Partly sunny Monday, 30% chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high near 92. Partly sunny Tuesday, 40% chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high of 90. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a high near 85. Sunny Thursday and Friday, highs of 83 Thursday, 87 Friday. Present Fairfield temperature is 64.